Hello, nature lovers. Welcome to the Loudoun Wildlife Conservancy podcast. This is a podcast about wildlife, habitats, and happenings right here in Loudoun County, Virginia, with ideas and activities for you to get outdoors and explore nature. I'm Nicole Hamilton, and this is episode number 11. Today we're going to talk about our eastern screech owls. A few years ago, I got into nest box building. I started out with just a few bluebird nest boxes, but then I picked up a book called Woodworking for Wildlife by Carol Henderson. It had all sorts of other nest box designs in it, and I went to town building an owl house, a woodpecker house, and various others until I ran out of materials and places to put them. Anyway, once the screech owl house was done, up it went. I hadn't heard or seen any screech owls before, but the conditions were right. They prefer woodlands that are close to creeks, marshes, and fields, but they also take readily to suburban areas. We have a small wooded lot and a small stream that runs through, so I thought I had a good shot at maybe getting a screech owl to come and stay. That first year, there was no sign of activity. I'd walk along our trail that meandered through the back of the woods, stand there a few feet from it, and look up and check the box out for any sort of signs of activities, but no luck. The next year, same routine. I'd walk up slowly, although not exactly quietly. Our dog, Walker, would trot up ahead of me. He'd go up there, he'd come back, then he'd trot up ahead, as any good scout would do. But the neat thing was, is in that second year, something was a little bit different. I could see some dirtiness around the entry hole, and indeed, it was being used. So, Walker and I would go out, maybe once a week or so, and walk by the nest box. And lo and behold, one of those days, a little owl face peeked out of the box. It was so cool. The screech owls that used that box stayed around for a couple of years until, actually, the bottom of the box rotted out. This past fall, I replaced the box with a store-bought one, since I didn't want to get into that whole box-building routine again. It was a bit of a vicious cycle. Anyway, the box I selected is made by a company called Woodlink, and the only alteration that I made to it was to add a screw to the door that hinged so that it would really stay closed well versus the little opener that came with it, which didn't really seem that secure. Anyway, within a day or so of putting up the new nest box, I heard a screech owl calling from the area, and it sounded really happy about the new digs. Hopefully it'll use it for this nesting year. I'll be on the lookout. If you decide to put up a screech owl house, there are plans online, but basically, they need to be about 16 inches tall, about 9 inches wide, and about 8 inches deep, with a lid that's slightly larger so rain drains away. You'll want to also put drainage holes in the bottom, and the entry hole, this part's pretty key, needs to be 3 inches in diameter. That seems to be the preferred size for the screech owl. You'll also want one side or the top to hinge so that you can clean out the box periodically. I guess preferably in the summertime or sometime when you're sure that there's no activity. You'll also want to mount your box I guess about 10 to 30 feet high. That's the range that they prefer as well. And as soon as you have that all set up, you should also put a soft layer of wood chips on the floor, and then you'll have some really happy little screechies inside. We posted our box on a metal pole with a stovepipe guard down below to deter raccoons and snakes and squirrels, but you can also post your nest box to a tree. So let's talk a little bit about the screech owls. They're really neat birds, and since they're towards the higher end of the food chain, if you have habitat that's healthy for them, then it'll also be great for lots of other wildlife too, and that's pretty neat. Screech owl diets can be varied. They eat some of the larger insects like moths as well as spiders, crayfish, small fish in streams, frogs, and even small birds. But they feed most heavily on rodents like mice and voles, as well as our friend the flying squirrel. However, speaking of mice, one year, I guess this was probably maybe the third year that we had the box set up. I was getting ready to clean out the screech owl box so it'd be ready for the next season. It was kind of later in the season, though, than it should have been for cleaning out the box. It was kind of around January. So yeah, a little bit late. But I still expected the box to be empty. I had my husband climb up the ladder. I'm afraid of heights, so anything above the third step is a little bit heroic for me. But he went on up, and he opened the door, and he was ready to do the cleaning. But when he looked in, there was a female screech owl sitting there with three dead mice near her, no doubt offerings from her mate. My husband, Gil, he was so calm. He looked down at me from the ladder and simply said, "There's an owl in here." If it were me, I probably would have fallen off the ladder backwards in excitement, but he remained really cool. Anyway, after a quick photo, we closed up the box and let her be. She obviously didn't need to have the house cleaned this year, so she was just happy to be there with her three mice. So that's my story to say I know they eat mice for sure. I know they also eat cardinals because when I took the old house down this year with the rotted floor, I saw some cardinal feathers in the bottom of the box. Apparently, owls will take a songbird in the night while they sleep. Yep, it's a bird-eat-bird world out there. The screech owl is one of our smallest owls. They come in two colors, a gray phase and a reddish phase, kind of like a rusty reddish phase. One of the books I have states that while the color of the owl has nothing to do with the bird's sex, there was one study done in the 1890s in Philadelphia that showed 92% of red phase owls being female and 89% of gray phase being male. I'm not sure what to make of this because then another book suggested that the color may be influenced by the types of forests that they live in since their coloring is key to the camouflage. So anyway, those are just a couple of bits of data about the colors, but take that for what it's worth. Eastern screech owls are about 8 to 10 inches long, and they have a wingspan of about 6.5 inches. They also have little tufts of, feathers on their head. The male and female mate for life, so if you do have a pair, then you know you probably have the same two with you, although they will take another mate if one of them dies. Screech owls are nocturnal, so we don't see them very often during the day, but their call is a distinctive trill. Some call it a whinny, some call it sounding like a woman's scream. I don't think it sounds like a scream, but it definitely sounds more like a trill to me. You can go on the Cornell Lab of Ornithology's website to listen to their call. They have a recording there, and I'll also add this link to the posting of this podcast so you can easily check it out. It's actually a pretty distinctive call when you hear it at night, so if you have a screech owl, you'll know it immediately. Owls, including our eastern screech owls, are silent flyers, and this is due in large part to their feathers. Their flight feathers have a soft, frayed-looking edge along the front edge. This frayed edge filters out the shock of air as it flows over the wing during flight, and it muffles the sound, making the owl almost completely silent as it flies. Another interesting thing about owls is that they have evolved to have very large eyes relative to their bodies. Having larger eyes lets in more light, allowing them to see well at night. Having pushed the limits of what their skulls could hold, however, the eyeballs of owls have developed as tubes rather than spheres, like ours are. Because of this, owls cannot turn their eyeballs in their sockets like we can, but instead they turn their heads, and they can do so up to 270 degrees. That's a lot. While owls see only in black and white, they do so both in dark and in light. So it can be really dark and it can be bright daylight, and they can see just as well. Interestingly, the only mammal that comes close to being able to see as well as an owl at night is the cat. In addition to great sight, owls have terrific hearing, and their ears are unique in the animal world. The advantages that owls have for hearing begin with the shape of their faces. Having relatively flat faces, owls are able to use their face like a radar dish with their ears at the edges. If you get to see a screech owl, or if you look at photos, take note of this because it's really cool to really consider how their faces are shaped and what they're doing with them. Having their faces shaped like radar dishes allows them to gather more sounds, turn their heads, and pinpoint the location and the distance from which the sound is coming. To pinpoint the horizontal location of the sound, the owl turns its head left and right until both ears hear the sound equally. Owl ear openings are asymmetrical, such that one ear is slightly higher than the other. When the owl tips its head, it can determine the height of the sound when it becomes equal in both ears. Once it has adjusted the sound both horizontally and vertically, it can zero in on the exact location of the prey. So watch out, little mouse! This sensitivity gives owls the ability to strike prey in almost complete darkness. Because owl hearing is so sensitive, it does not take much of a sound to draw the owl's notice. A little mouse scratching in a field under snow is enough to trigger the owl's honing instinct. Screech owls select their nest in January, so when my husband and I were cleaning out the box, I obviously hadn't read the books yet. Luckily, our screech owl was not deterred by my intrusion. Once the pair selects their site, they will roost in and around it until they're ready to lay the eggs. Screech owls are cavity nesters, using cavities excavated by woodpeckers, if they're large enough, or they'll use hollows in trees once a tree is dead or dying, or if a branch falls off, leaving an opening. This is why leaving snags are so important. Screech owls especially love apple trees, oak trees, and sycamore, but they'll also nest in nest boxes made to their specifications. And so, with the nest locations specified and everything all excellent, the female will lay 3 to 5 eggs somewhere between mid-March to mid-April, and then she'll sit on the eggs and incubate them for 21 to 30 days until they hatch and grow as little puffballs. After about, I'm sure she doesn't call them my little puffball, but if you see pictures, you'll definitely think they look like little puffballs. After about a month, the owls fledge from the nest and the parents teach them to hunt for food. And here's a nice little thing to know too. Screech owls live to be about 13 years old in the wild. So if you have screech owls in your yard, you'll probably get to see the same ones for a good long time. Okay, so now on to the next question. How do you find or spot an owl? Well, they're pretty well camouflaged, so just going out and looking for them is pretty tough. The best thing to do, I think, is to first listen for them at night. You can get an idea of where they might be hanging out by doing this. Then during the day, you can go and look for whitewash on the trees and also look for pellets that the owls regurgitate. They usually roost in the same locations, so once you've found it, just be respectful of their territory so you don't spook them off, especially if it's nesting time. You also want to be careful not to love seeing them too often, because when owls are out and about, they're usually hunting for food, and every mouse counts, especially in the colder months. If you set up a nest box and a pair start to use it, you might see a little face peer out now and then. And that's what we get to see. I guess I try to go check out the nest box about this time of year, maybe every week or two. I just kind of walk down the path and I can see it from a good distance off. And sometimes I'll take my binoculars so I don't have to go too closely. But it's really neat if there is a little face peering out. So that's a bit about our eastern screech owl. Here in Loudoun, we have 8 species of owls. There's our eastern screech owl, the great horned owl, barn owl, barred owl, northern saw-whet owl, the long-eared owl, and the short-eared owl. On occasion, we also have the snowy owl. A little while back, we published an article in the Habitat Herald on the owls of Loudoun. It provides some more information about owls generally, as well as some fun facts about the other Loudoun owl species. You can download the article or just read it online by going to our website at www.loudounwildlife.org and clicking on Habitat Herald Archives. You'll see the article in the drop-down menu under Featured Friends. I've also put together a crossword puzzle on owls so you can test your knowledge of these guys. You can get that by clicking Educational Resources and using the drop-down menu under Puzzles. Okay, so let's see. A quick reminder about programs and activities coming up. This coming Saturday, January 4th, is the Colmy's Neck Christmas Bird Count. This Christmas Bird Count includes parts of Loudoun County, so it's another great chance to get outside and explore our county and all the neat places that we have. You can find out more information on the count itself, as well as how to sign up, by visiting our website and clicking on Programs and Field Trips. And just click on January and you'll see it right there. Well, let's see. I guess that about wraps it up for this week's episode of the podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Feel free to leave any sort of comments on the blog about this or other podcasts. Always good to get feedback. And I hope you had a great holiday season. And I wish you all the best for a wonderful 2009 filled with great wild adventures. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you along the trails.